The presidential campaign in Afghanistan is in full swing. President Karzai is not eligible to run and has said he wants the country's new elected leader to sign the security agreement that his government has negotiated with the United States. White House spokesman Jay Carney has repeatedly stressed the urgency of signing a bilateral agreement on training and supporting the Afghan forces in counterterrorism.
The longer there is a delay, the harder it is for NATO and U.S. military forces to plan for a post-2014 presence. This is a matter of weeks, not months, and I think that that's a way of saying that this can't wait for very long, because it's impossible to ask our NATO allies or our U.S. military commanders to plan on a contingency. This is a complicated piece of business, and there cannot be and will not be U.S. troops in Afghanistan beyond 2014 without a signed bilateral security agreement.
NATO Chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen expressed confidence Tuesday that a new agreement with Kabul will be signed. He told reporters in London that Afghanistan's security depends on that agreement.
One thing is that while we do believe the Afghan security forces will be able to take full responsibility for security in Afghanistan, we also believe that they will need continued training and assistance. But quite another thing is that if we are not present in Afghanistan after 2014, it might also be difficult to generate sufficient financial resources to actually sustain the Afghan security forces. And if not, the Afghan government can't afford to pay salaries to the Afghan security forces. So that would be a major challenge for Afghanistan.
U.S. relations with President Karzai have been strained in the past years. He has accused the U.S. military of using indiscriminate force and causing too many civilian deaths in his country. A report published by the New York Times Tuesday says Mr. Karzai has had secret contacts with the Taliban in an effort to reach a peace agreement without the involvement of the United States. The report says this explains President Karzai's reluctance to sign the new security deal with the West and his insistence on the release of some hardened Taliban militants from prison. U.S. President Barack Obama met with top military officials Tuesday at the White House for discussions including Afghanistan. There was no statement after the closed-door meeting, but a White House spokesperson said no decision was made regarding the continued U.S. role in Afghanistan. Zlatica Hoog, VOA News, Washington.